Shimon grounds Pashas Balak.
First of all, I'd like to thank Rav Nachum David, all that's gone involved for this chus to speak in front of Nechoshim and Sibyl. I know this venue is known for the Av Satoira and Chishka Satoira, so I felt perhaps it's appropriate to speak about Birkas Satoira. Birkas Ador is Birkas Satoira, is Birkas Ador, Birkas Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us the Torah Kedosha. Therefore, it's most appropriate to speak in this venue regarding Birkas Satoira. State the Siman Mem Zayin is the main Siman which talks about Birkas HaTorah, and in Sif Yod Dalet it says something very interesting. It says Noshim Mevorchos Birkas HaTorah. It says that ladies bench Birkas HaTorah, they make the bracha Birkas HaTorah. So what's very interesting to know is how do we understand Pshat in Noshim Mevorchos Birkas HaTorah? Is it that they are mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah? Or it's optional. So the Magen Avraham learns like this. The Magen Avraham learns that since ladies are mechuyev to learn Torah, what do you mean the mechuyev to learn Torah? There's many halachas they have to know. They have to know Hilchos Kashrus, Hilchos Shabbos, and so on. And it could be pertinent every day even. Sometimes, almost every day, they have to learn halachas. And nowadays, they're learning the whole time Torah, even more than they used to. So pshat is, they're mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah. Since they're mechuyev to learn Torah, in order to know what the halach is, therefore they're mechuyev, when it says Noshim Mevorcha Birkas HaTorah, they're mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah. And the Bir Halacha says, the Nachman is, that let's say a man comes home, and Tresach, he's not sure, to say Birkas HaTorah? No, if it happens such a thing, he's not sure. Can he say to his wife, listen, you're mechuyev Birkas HaTorah, I'm a chayav Birkas HaTorah, you could be mate to me, since you've got exactly the same chiyuv as me. They're both on equal footing. Shat is that the lady's got exactly the same chiyuv as the man, and therefore she can be mate to the man with Birkas HaTorah. Let's say she hasn't said Birkas HaTorah, to make it easier, she hasn't said yet Birkas HaTorah. Since she's mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah, therefore she can be mate to the man with Birkas HaTorah. So it's not the Bir Halacha, based on the Magen Avraham, that certainly she can make Birkas HaTorah for him. So according to the Magen Avraham, when he looks at the Sif, which state, Noshim Mevorch Birkas HaTorah, Pshat is Noshim O Mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah. However, the Gaon asks as follows. The Gaon says, it's not a chiyuv to learn Torah. The woman has absolutely no chiyuv to learn Torah. It's a means to an end. That means like this. She has to know certain halachas. And therefore, in order to act like a Yiddish Meidel, and she has to understand, know what she's doing, she's got to keep the Torah. Therefore, as a means to an end, she has to know the halachas. What would happen if she knew everything? Kol HaTorah Kolo. She knew all what's appertaining to her, what's relevant to her. So she doesn't have to learn. There's no din of a Gisa Boy Yom HaMelayla. In fact, the state with the Matzah Mesbaneichem, the Loyas Menaseichem. So you teach your boys and not your daughters. So Pshat is, she doesn't really have to learn Torah. What we call Torah Pasat, that means she doesn't have to learn Torah for the sake of Torah, she only has to learn it for the means of to an end. And therefore, if let's say she doesn't need to know the halacha, she doesn't have to learn. There's no chiv al slim of that Torah, it's a chiv in order to know the halacha, or to act according to halacha. But to actually learn the Torah for the sake of Torah, there's no chiv. So the Gaon Tainus that she's got no chiv to learn Torah, she's got no chiv to learn Torah, therefore, the bracha, she's got no chiv. The moshul, let's say a woman wants to shock a lulav, she wants to shake lulav. So, but Emma says she's not mechuyev to shake lulav. So, if she's not mechuyev to shake lulav, then who says the bracha is appertaining to her? That means even if she shakes lulav, who says the bracha is appertaining to her? So, the Gaon said, Shat Azoy, that the woman, when it said Malachim Bikkurei HaTorah means that if she learns Torah, then yes, she should say Bikkurei HaTorah. But not that she's mechuyev to say Bikkurei HaTorah. If she learns Torah, she should say Bikkurei HaTorah. Which means like this. Let's say we say that when Mefitzach Ashkenazim, as a woman, let's say when the Shokolul of the Hitkis Shofar, anything which is optional, and very often they're taken upon themselves quite an obligation, but nevertheless it's still optional, the Minhag HaOlam by the Ashkenazim is they do say Bikkurei HaTorah. They do say Bikkurei HaTorah. So the Gaon said, when it said Noshim Mevorach Bikkurei HaTorah, means that they're taking on an optional mitzvah. And once they're taking on an optional mitzvah, therefore when they make the bracha, it's not on the same geder as man. And therefore she can't be moitzi and ish. Because it's all together optional. So that's how the Gaon learns. So we have a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gaon. The Magen Avraham says she's mechuyev to learn Torah. Since she's mechuyev to learn Torah, she's exactly on the same standard as a man. Therefore, the Bikkurei HaTorah is a chiv, she's exactly the same chiv. And therefore, her brocha, she can be moitzi a man. But the Gaon learns different. The Gaon learns that it's optional. Now, pshat is just like lulav and shofar and so on, these type of mitzvahs, also Sfira Sa'ima, come to many poskim, and she's not really mechuyev, but if she does the mitzvah, then yes, she can make a bracha, but she can't be mitzvah man, she's not on the same standard as a man. There's no chiyuv there, no etzem chiyuv. That's how the Gaon learns. So the Gaon learned pshat in Sif Yud Dalet, and when it said Noshim Mevorchis Bikkurei HaTorah, it means it's optional. She's not mechuyev, and therefore she can't be mitzvah man. So we have a big nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Gaon. However, there's a very interesting element here. They ask all on the Gaon. They ask on the Gaon as follows. Very interesting. The Gaon is explaining the Mechaber. The Mechaber was the Beis Yosef, and he was the Moron for the Sfaradim. And he learns like this. The Gaon's learning in the words of the Mechaber when it said Noshim Mevorchis Bikkurei HaTorah. It means that that if they want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're doing something optional like lulav or shofar, then yes, go and make Bikkurei HaTorah. But who says this? The Mechaber. So the question on the Gaon is, as the Mechaber himself, which is the Moron for the Sfaradim, holds that when ladies shokel lulav or listen to shofar, they do not say a bracha. And in fact, I saw just recently Rabbi Yosef acid it to say a bracha. He didn't want any Sfaradim to say the bracha. He said the Beis Yosef held you don't make a bracha, because one reason is it says when you say v'tzivonu, asher kitzonim v'tzivonu, 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 you can't say v'tzivonu clap of women, regarding women. They weren't commanded. So the Beis Yosef holds in Hilchos Kriyas Shofar that a woman does not make the bracha and shouldn't make the bracha. Now, the Gaon is explaining the Mechaber. The Gaon is saying in the Mechaber, Noshim Mevorchi Bikkurei HaTorah. It's optional for ladies to say Bikkurei HaTorah. According to the Mechaber is the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef holds, they have no right to say Bikkurei, they have no right to make brochas on something that's optional. So they all ask on the Gaon, how can you say pshat that they're allowed to say Bikkurei HaTorah? How can you explain the Mechaber like that? If it was the Ramah argues. Because the Ramah says, in which we Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, as the Ramah holds that whenever women do optional mitzvahs, then they do make a bracha. In fact, the Ramah explains, when it said v'tzivonu, you mean, you're talking about Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael commanded. But the Beis Yosef, which is the Mechaber, holds, no, as women are not allowed to say the bracha, it'll be a bracha of Atola. So how can the Gaon explain in the words on the Mechaber, Noshim Mevorchi Bikkurei HaTorah, that if they want, they can say Bikkurei HaTorah? So that's a kasha on the Gaon. So we see two shittas, the Magen Avraham, which says, Noshim Mevorchi Bikkurei HaTorah, they're mechoyev to bench Bikkurei HaTorah, because they're mechoyev to learn Torah. And the Gaon says, they're not really mechoyev to learn Torah, it's only optional. And he learned, Noshim Mevorchi Bikkurei HaTorah is optional. There is a mahalach, which is very taken on. I've seen in Heinz Kaposkim. A lot of people quote the Brisker of, all the poskim, Shlomo Zalman, Reb Moshe, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Moshe Sternbach, they all seem to go with this mahalach. Also, the Minchas Chinuch says this. There's a beautiful Gemara that explains Birkas HaTorah. It says as follows: we know that in Birkas HaTorah we have three brachas. And it starts like the Gemara said, "My Mavorich, what bracha did you make?" So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the first bracha, "Allah soik b'divrei Torah." If we notice, the bracha is Asher kitshonu b'mitzvoitzav v'tzivonu lasi b'divrei Torah, which is very much to do what would we call a bracha on the mitzvah. We know we have birkas nenin, brachas on hanoah when we eat. There's also something called Birkas HaMitzvah. Before we do a mitzvah, we say a brach on the mitzvah. And the nusach is, Asher kishon v'shreif tzav v'tzivonu lasip divretzirom. Rabbi Yechdon Messiah Bar, Rabbi Yechdon would finish off. So according to some poskim, it's really part and parcel of the same bracha. And he would say, Harivno. So some people are going, V'harivno, because continuation. And he would say, V'harivno. And he'd say that halacha is, you say V'harivno, the whole bracha, until we finish. As Baruch Ato Hashem Amlame Tere Lama Yisrael. So we have this second bracha. According to some poskim, it's just a continuation of the first parts. It's all one and the same bracha. Lasip di Risera and Amlamatur and Amishel is all one and the same. Okay. Then comes Rav Amnuna Omar. Rav Amnuna says, and he said, you say this bracha. He said, you say the following bracha. Asher bocha bonu mikol amim, who chose us from all the people, but not san lo atzera soy, and gave us his Torah. Now this is not a bracha on a mitzvah. He's not saying Asher kitshonu mitzvah tzvanu. It's what you call a birkas hashmach. The Briskerov said you're making a bracha on the Torah. And the lashon of many of the poskim is birkas hador, birkas hashmach. You're thanking the Ribbono Shel'olam for the Torah. And said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Nisin HaTorah. And this, they all explain, which Feinstein explained, this is praising Hashem for giving us the Torah. It's a birkas hador. What's birkas hador? Like someone goes and he sees the mountains, he sees the hills, he sees the... Even thunder, lightning, is all those are called what you call birkas hador, birkas hashmach. You're praising Hashem for the gifts in the world. So it's not a bracha on the mitzvah; it's a birkas hashmach. And therefore, this last bracha, which Rav Amnuna said, is in the category of birkas hashmach. You're praising Hashem for the Torah. Now, how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says that what Rav Amnuna said, the last bracha, is meula sheba brachas. Is the best of the brachas. From all the three brachas, or two brachas you want to call it, it's the best of the brachas. What do you mean it's the best of the brachas? So Rashi explains that within the context of the bracha, you've got to praise a shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, a shvach to Klal Yisrael, and a shvach to the Torah. Why? Because you see, you say the shvach to the Torah is... Asher bocha bonim kolamim shvach to Klal Yisrael. When also alone the Torah says it's a shvach to Torah, and Baruch Ato Hashem, this is a Torah shvach to Ribbono Shel Olam. So we see this is a birkas shvach. So and the Gemara then says that really you should say all the brachas, but we see that the best of the brachas, Hamu Ulash of the brachas, it could even be that's the ikra bracha, is a bracha of shvach. That means we're praising Hashem for the gift of Torah. So therefore, just like when you see a mountain, you see Matterhorn, you see Mount Blanche, or you see thunder and lightning, you make a bracha, and that's a birkas hashmach. This is in the same category as a birkas hashmach. It's not a birkas hamitzvah. It's a birkas hashmach. Now the question is, you could ask, well, now you've got a choice. Is it birkas hamitzvah? Is it birkas hashmach? Which one's the main thing? How does it work? Which one is the main bracha? So there's a Gemara in Brochus Chaf Aleph from Adalef, very interesting. The Gemara Chaf Aleph from Aleph says, it's interesting to know which brachas are min haTorah. Which brachas is there in the color? Yes. Oh, so within the same Gemara, it says like this: Omar Rabbi Yehuda minayin birkas hamazon l'achareya. How do you know birkas hamazon min haTorah? It's a min haTorah. Oh, shenema v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Now then the Gemara says, one other bracha, and that's it. No other brachas, all the other brachas, because mitzvah, birkas shvach, all drabonim. They're all drabonim. It was a chazal who made these brachas. However, what's min haTorah? Minayin le birkas haTorah lefonel. How do you know birkas haTorah lefonel? min haTorah is min haTorah. Shneimah, it says in Adinu ki Hashem Hashem Ekra, when I call that name Hashem, Hover Goydel bring greatness lelekenu. What's pshat? So there's different pshatim. The Mashal explained like this: the Torah consists of all Shemus Hashem. We don't understand exactly, but we accept this, that the Torah consists of all Shemus Hashem, all names of Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying like this: Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, Dehainu, that's Torah, the Torah Dosha. When I call out the name of Hashem, Hovel Goydel, bring greatness, make a bracha, Lelekenu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, make a bracha. So we see Mefurish and Gemara in brachas that Birkas Atoira is min Atoira. From the Pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekra, Hovel Goydel, Lelekenu. So now we can ask, from the two brachas, last week we did with Torah, and the eventual bracha, Am Lamed Torah, Lamed Yisrael, Nitzan HaTorah, which one is Min HaTorah, and which one actually was added on Min Rabbanon? Which one is Min HaTorah? So the Poskim say that the one Min HaTorah is very possible as Asher Bochabonu, because that's because of Shvach. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, make a book of mitzvah. He said, when I call out the name of Hashem, how are going to bring greatness to Hashem? Praise Hashem for the Torah. When I call out, when I pronounce the words of Torah, bring greatness to Torah, bring say a bracha, that is in the gedel of Birkas HaShvach, a bracha of Shvach. So it comes out, according to this, the bracha which is min haTorah, is the last bracha. The last bracha is, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Nisan haTorah. I'm not... That is Birkas HaShvach, and that is a bracha min haTorah. Shaksari holds that the Ramban also, the Ramban holds, Shaksari holds that Birkas HaTorah is min haTorah. The question is, which bracha? It's not all the brachas. So a lot of them say, a lot of people say, it's the last bracha, which is in the category of Birkas HaShvach, and that is min haTorah. So now we can understand. They explain when it said Noshim Mevorchis Birkas HaTorah, as Noshim make a bracha Birkas HaTorah. True, they're not mechuyev to learn Torah, but once they pronounce words of Torah, once they're saying words of Torah, then they have to praise it. Just like if you see a mountain, see a river, it's no nachkamina between a man and a lady. Once they're saying Torah, the Torah's got the same gallus where the man says it, a lady says it. She's saying words of Torah. Once she's saying words of Torah, she's mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah, just like a man. And that's how some of the poskim want to explain Noshim Mevorchim Birkas HaTorah, that Be'etzem there's a chiyuv to say Birkas HaTorah even for ladies, but not so much in the geder of Birkas HaMitzvah, but rather in the geder of Birkas HaShvach. So you may ask, I the first bracha Asher Kishon Mitzvah was the one last B'Dibur HaTorah, so you can say the whole Yisoid is Birkas HaShvach. And the Chazal say that once you make a Birkas HaShvach, then we'll add on a Birkas HaMitzvah. But the underlying Yisoid is Birkas HaShvach. And that's Min haTorah. Oh. So they don't go like that. Yes, a very good catch. So you've got to say, no. Very good. So this explains, even according to the Sfaradim, who say you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah, it's optional, but a Birkas HaShvach is a chiyuv. Let's say a lady sees a mountain, she's got the same chiyuv. Now she's pronouncing words of Torah, it's a Birkas HaShvach, not on the mitzvah, but on the gadlus of Torah, then she's got a chiyuv. It fits in beautifully. Very good. So this is how it fits in, even according to the Sfaradim. When it says, Noshim Baruch Birkas HaTorah, she's got a chiyuv to say a bracha. Why? Because she's got, it's true she hasn't got a chiyuv to learn Torah, but the praise of Torah, the gadlus of Torah is still existent. So when she says words of Torah, she's got exactly the same chiyuv to say Birkas HaTorah, just like a man, because she's got to praise the Torah. She's praising the gadlus of Torah when she pronounces the words of Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, pronounces the words of Torah, she's got the same chiyuv. Yes. So now, with this, we can she's also chosen, yeah. So now, we can understand a very interesting, what the shaila is, what would happen, someone could come home, and he's not sure whether he said Birkas HaTorah or not. We mentioned that before, so first we suggested perhaps you can ask his wife to be Yotzeh. We see it's a machlokes between the God and the Magen Avraham. Now, another shaila could be, he comes home, and he's got no one to be Yotzeh him. Does he have to go over Birkas HaTorah again? Mr. Manko's mentioning Avraham, we'll come to that later. But Davila, let's say he said Abba Rabba, and he didn't learn straight after Abba Rabba, because to be Abba Rabba, what you should do is say Abba Rabba, then obviously carry on dabbling and learn after Abba Rabba. But he didn't. Oh, Shema is not yet, sir. Mishnah Berurah with Machriya is not really Yotzer with Shema, because that's more Derech Tefillah and not Derech Limud. There's one Yotzer which, if you say Krishma, La'achazman Krishma, stated in the Mishnah, it's Kekoyah B'Torah. It's not really Derech Tefillah, it's more Kekoyah B'Torah. That you can be Yotzer as a Kriya B'Torah. I say it's not Mishnah Berurah, it's not my own. Mishnah Berurah says that. So, no, it doesn't mean you should have an Achazman Krishma, but just saying, if that happens, then you can use that. So, Abazot, Abishah is, the holiday is, oh, it's best is, as you learn straight after davening. Let's say after Shemoneh Esrei, after Tachnun, you should learn. Now, let's say the person came home and he realized Enoch Hanami said Abba Rabba, but he didn't learn after davening. So he didn't learn the broch of Abba Rabba is not chal in any Torah. Therefore, you can't really use the Abba Rabba. No, it's all Derech Tefillah. Where's the Torah? You mean there's a few psukim there? But it's not Derech Limud, it's Derech Tefillah. And therefore, the poskim say you should learn afterwards and didn't learn. So let's say he comes home and now he's Masupik. Did he say Birkas HaTorah? And he didn't use the Abba Rabba properly. So now it's a bit of a dilemma. So Pshat is Mishmuru and Sif Aleph. Mishmuru Sif Aleph says, since according to the Shagat Aryeh, Birkas HaTorah is min HaTorah, Sofek Darais Elochumra, he should go over it. But which bracha did he go over? He doesn't have to go over all the brachas. He goes over the last bracha, Shebach Abonim. And this seems to fit in with what we're saying. Min HaTorah, the main bracha. Well, one could perhaps people can choose, but the main bracha is Asher Boch Abonu, which is Big Shishvach, which is Min HaTorah, and that's what the Torah meant, Kishem Hashem Ekrovi Gadol Kenu. And therefore, Mishmuru says that when he goes over, because Torah just goes over one bracha, and Mishmuru says he goes over Asher Boch Abonu, which is Big Shishvach. And that seems to fit in. It's very interesting. We say with this we can understand something else. What we said, we brought the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph, which brings the pasuk Shem Hashem Ekrav Gadol Elokeinu. So they're very interesting. It's Sif Gimel, Shteit Hazoy, and then Sif Dalet. Shteit Hamahara B'Divrei Torah. One who thinks in Divrei Torah ain't a sorech levarich. He doesn't need to make a bracha. It doesn't seem that anyone argues. The Ramah doesn't argue. The Mishnah doesn't seem to bring anyone that argues. We'll see in a minute. There is someone argued, but it seems that the halacha seems to go that way. Shteit Amahara B'Divrei Torah ain't sorech levarich. One who thinks to learn, it doesn't have to be mavarich. So the Gaon asks Azoy. The Gaon fret on the Mechaber, and he asks Azoy. As thinking and learning is a mitzvah of Torah. He said, even take the words of the Pasuk, V'gisah bo yomem u'layla. How do you translate V'gisah bo yomem u'layla? V'gisah doesn't mean learn verbally, it means you think, you're engrossed in Torah. And it says, Hegyoin libi means the thoughts of my heart. So when it says, V'gisah bo yomem u'layla, it means you're thinking and learning, yomem u'layla. So it's not necessarily that you should pronounce it, it's true. That Chaim Eimel Hussein, there's a big mile of pronouncing Torah, but there are many occurrences the person is engrossed in learning, he can't speak. The Moshul, even Ma'ayan is learning, he has to think in his learning, and it said, the Gemara said that Talmud Chacham doesn't go anywhere without thinking and learning. It's talking about thinking and learning as thinking and learning is part and parcel of Limud HaTorah. True, many times, perhaps let's say three quarters of the time, you should pronounce your Torah, and it's a special mila in verbalizing the Torah, as they say in the Gemara and Erevin. But nevertheless, one can't deny the fact that thinking and learning, and sometimes thinking and learning is easier, sometimes one has to be ma'ayin and learn, has to look at the Sefer, you can't verbalize it. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of limud HaTorah. So Fred the Gaon, he brings a raya from the actual pasuk, V'gisa, V'gisa doesn't mean you actually learn verbally, V'gisa means you're engrossed, Hegin Libi means you're engrossed. So what Peshan and Mechaber, the Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Harer b'divrei Torah in sorech levarich. One thinks to learn doesn't have to make a bracha. But according to what we said before, it seems to all fit in. And this is what the poskim seem to say, based on what we said at Bris Grav and all the poskim, that the main bracha of Birkas HaTorah, the way it was established, was Birkas HaShlach, And where was the Makor for Birkas HaShvach? In the Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, where it said the Pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. What does Ekra mean? When I call out the name of Hashem, Havu Gadol Elokeinu make a bracha. That means make a Birkas HaShvach. But what does it say? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Well, Yishu Rabbeinu is saying, when I call out the name of Hashem, and then it was only instituted in our Torah, the whole bracha of Birkas Torah, only when I actually pronounce the Torah. Ekra means call. So Enoch and Amin is a mitzvah to learn Torah with your mind, but the main thing, the main aspect of this of Birkas Torah is Birkas HaShvach, and Birkas HaShvach is based on the Pasuk Shem Hashem Ekra, when I pronounce the words of Torah. And therefore, it wasn't instituted on thinking and learning, even though thinking and learning is a mitzvah. So we can understand now that was stated Sif Dalit. So there's a very interesting halacha. What happens if a person said Birkas HaTorah, and the halacha is when he said Birkas HaTorah, he just ideally, he should say Psukim Racha Shem Shemecha, and he should say Psukim. Why? Because normally, the Achronim say that when you say a bracha, it should be chal on something. You can't just make a bracha that's suspended midday, it should be chal on something. So when he makes a bracha, he should say, we make a bracha on the Torah, so it's the same in proximity to Torah, it should say words of Torah. However, the Shaila is Azoy. What happens, which is extremely common, in fact, by 99% of people, is as I, that he's mafsik afterwards. He learns Torah, he said Birkas Torah, then he said words of Torah, and then he downs, he goes home, he's mafsik, he eats breakfast, and after breakfast, he's mafsik again, and even someone who's learning the whole day, he's still mafsik many times, and someone who's not learning the whole day, it's mafsik. So how does it work? How does the Birkas Torah go on and on and on? How does it work for all the Torah that he says that it learns later? I'm making, let's call it Birkas HaShvach, but how does it apply to all the Torah he learns later on in the day? In fact, Alpi Halacha, how does it work? It works right till the morning. Even that's a bit questionable. But how did it work that the bracha goes the whole day? And by... Sorry? Oh, Mr. Manko is saying a very good point. Mr. Manko... No, he's saying a very, very good point. Excellent point. Say like this. It says... The Sif Yod state, Im Hifsik Milil Moid, if he was mafsik from learning... one has to say that most people are. When he's asik basoka, when he got involved in his business deals, wherever he's involved with other things. Zot the mechaber kiven. Now he's talking about everyone. The Taz learns that the mechaber is talking about every single person. He doesn't stop making exclusions, only Tamid Chomer, not Tamid Chomer, only people who are thinking, learning the whole day. He doesn't say such a thing. He's talking about everyone. So kiven, since Shadatu Lachsu Lilmoid, since his mind is to go back and learn, Loyav Hesed. What does that mean? And he's talking about everyone. The Taz says it's talking about every person. Whatever position he is, whatever he's doing, his mind is to go back to learning. What do you mean he's going back? Who says it's in gross learning? If he's talking about some exclusive people, some big time in the Chumash, okay. But the Taz learns this is talking about every person. It's just an automatic assumption. Kiven, Shadat Yulach Salim, and since his mind is going back to learning. Is that so? So we have to say, yes. The subconscious of a Yid, he's always pulled back to learn. The Loshon HaTosfos in Brach Yudalef Chum Beis is Eina Miyayish. He's never Miyayish from learning. It says, I'll read it out to you. She'eina Miyayish Dati. He never gives up hope. The whole Shah, every hour, Odom Mechoyim Lilmoid, a person Mechoyim to learn, Dechseh Vagisah Boyeimim Laila. And because it stays, he's never miyayis. So you have to say subconsciously, every yid is pulled to Torah, and he knows he has to go back to the Torah. It's just an interruption. And everybody wants to go back to Torah, and therefore there's never a hefsek. That means it's a connection point. You can say, he hasn't been Masiach Das. It's a connection point to Torah, and therefore there's that. Therefore, because Torah goes on that as well. Now you can ask like this. What happens when he goes to the Merchatz and the Beis HaKissim? He can't learn. He can't learn. In America, basically, he can't learn. So you can say two answers. Mishmura gives two answers. One is what we just said, that he wants to get out of the Beis HaKissim. Eventually, he's going to leave the Beis HaKissim, and he's going to learn. So he's never giving up from his learning. This is in Sif Yod. And he's going to leave the Beis HaKissim. He's eventually going to leave the Beis HaKissim and learn. So he's not Miyaz. So true, right now, he can't learn. But he's not miyach from learning, and therefore his connection point is called that he hasn't had the he's not misiach das, and therefore he's still connected to learning, and therefore the bracha still works even while he's in the merchat beis kisei. That's one teret. Another teret is as follows. The Mishmura brings down as when he's in a merchat in a beis kisei, there are, like you said, there are halachas relevant. And because there's a halachas relevant, therefore he's still, so to speak, not misiach das from Torah. Let's say a merchat, there's a halachas, he's not allowed to say shalom, what he's allowed to say in the merchat, what he's not allowed to say in the merchat, not say, allowed to say the word shalom. Basically, there's a halachas of tefach tefchaim, megal tefach, and so on. That's tefchaim, there's other halachas which appertain to basically, it says somehow or other, he's not misiach das from Torah. So we see there's two terutzim why when a person goes to Merchat Beit Kisei or place where he can't think in learning or speak in learning, why it's not called Masiach Das, because either because he wants to go back to learning, he's not miyais from learning, or there's halachas which are relevant to him.
Yeah. Before asleep, someone
has a... So Rebbe Avraham has gone to Sifya Dalit. Sifya Dalit states as I. So, Shinas Sarai is Hasten Shazar Hefsu. But let's talk about Shinas Keva. A person sleeps, Shlomo Zalman said, you can sleep in your clothes, it's also Shinas Keva. Now, a lot of people sleep in clothes at midday. And, let's say half an hour to make it easier. So, what's halacha by Shinas Keva? State Sivya Dalit is very interesting. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. Shinas Keva Bayoim Al Mitose Have Hefsu. Now, and the Beis Yosef is very much, looking at the Beis Yosef, is very much leaning towards that way. Now, we have to understand, why is Shinas Keva B'yoyim a Hefsek? So according to the two reasons, it fits in beautifully. According to the reason a person not miyash from learning, that's when he's awake. He knows, I've got to learn. Subconsciously he wants to learn. But when he's got Shinas Keva, he's completely, his mind is not thinking anymore about learning. And therefore his mind is not with him to think of learning. And therefore, he's so to speak, he's miyash from learning. Because his mind is not thinking back to the learning. Or that he's going to go back to learning. Therefore Shinas Keva is called Hefsek. According to the other reason, what about halachas appertaining to him? He's got no halachas. He's sleeping, he can't think. Even if you say he shouldn't sleep on his back, that could be before he goes to sleep. Once he's sleeping, he can't think. So while he's sleeping, he can't think. There's no halachas appertaining to him, because when he's sleeping, he can't think at all. So according to those two reasons, whichever reason you say, Zot ha-mechabes shinas keva b'yoyim, ha-metot ha-versim. And the MSC, it seems, looking at the Lashon of Muhammad, that seems to be the Ikka Shitta. However, as far as I know, I haven't made my consensus, it seems to Minigah Olam is you don't say Birkas Torah. So state the Azoi. The Muhammad says, I read it out, Yesh Oimrim. Now usually Yesh Oimrim is not the Ikka Halacha. Yesh Oimrim do Le'av Efsik. But Zot Muhammad V'chein Nogu. V'chein Nogu. That means, according to what we just said, it seems to Minigah Olam is that after Shinas Keva B'yoyim, not too much Shinas Keva Lana. Shinas Keva B'yoyim, even though perhaps typically speaking one should say Birkas Torah, but because of the Machlokes and so on, and therefore Shabbat Brach L'Okel, that's what the Ogul says, and therefore it seems that we end up that the Minig Olam is you don't say Birkas Torah after Shinas Keva B'yoyim. Winter. That's very good. To say Mitchilas El Island, Shinas Keva, that's called the Hefsek. Yes. Shinas Keva B'lai says Hefsek. I'll tell you why. Because the way the Beis Yosef puts it, Beis Yosef puts it as follows. He said that most poskim hold, except the Rabbeinu Tam, most poskim hold Shinas Keva is a Hefsek. Shinas Keva, full stop. Well, it's B'yom B'laila. However, many times here, the August of Shem Aviv, that we're going to be Mekel B'yom. But in essence, really, Shinas Keva is Yah Hefsek. And that's why the Ikka Shitta in the Mechaber is Shinas Keva B'yom HaMitotzav Hefsek. Because Shinas Keva, per se, is a Hefsek, whether it's B'yom and B'layla. But for some reason or other, the Ogul went a bit lenient, and said, Sava Brach L'Okel, so he went lenient, B'layla, B'yom, B'yom, because it's Chotzav Shitta Shabbat Natam. And therefore, it seems we have to follow what the Minig Oyla means, V'chei Nogu, as we state in the Mechaber. You mean like in England at 4 o'clock? No, it could be like I said, yeah, because it's not Stephen. You have to say that's after 12 o'clock, yes. According to what you said, it's a very good point.
If you don't get undressed, just lie on top of the bed or on the couch and sleep. That's not called the Shinas Keva.
Oh.
If you're undressed, if your clothes on,
So I think Rav Dovid Moishe is saying you have to look at the context of things. So I think you've got a very good point. You're talking about in the winter in England, and the truth is in England they find you have to sleep the whole time in the winter. It's just even in the day. So Shai is looking at the context of things. That 4 o'clock in the winter, although there is a lotion of Tchilas Alayla Mishbura, but I think you have to say like you said, that Shai is now in the winter 4 o'clock that people sleep. It could be sleeping from a bit before night, going into night. It just, and you look at the context of things. It's now such a minute got in that people go to sleep and drop off to sleep. It could be the Welt take on that's not called what's called Shinas Keva Belayla.
What's the Surah of Yesham?
Yeah.
It's in the
mountains
ahead.
What's the Surah of Yesham? From when it gets dark. Today we've got lights.
Yeah, but
sleeping time.
True, true. You look at the, you look at. It seems to be that you look at the main sleeping time. That's what it seems that the minute got ilum is. So, I think I'll just go over the halachas. Yeah, I'll go over the halachas. Just got a chazan myself. As regarding Noshim, and see if your dalish take Noshim, it's machloikis mogen Avraham and gone. When he said Noshim mevorchim b'kisa Torah, is it pshat, they're mechoyv to learn Torah, and therefore they got a chiyuv of learning Torah, therefore they're the same standard as man? Or no, you go like the Gaon said, no, it's going, pshat is it's optional. If they want to say, if they want to learn Torah, then it's optional for them. Then once they learn Torah, then they should say, a bracha, but they're not on the same standard as a man. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Oh, so the Welt say to not mamish like Mogen Avraham, but the Welt say the third pshat in the Mechaber and Noshim Mochav because of Torah, they do have the same chiyuv as men because we say that it's because of shvach, and because of shvach applies to the later as well, because once they pronounce Kishim Hashem Ekra, they're saying the beauty of the words of Torah, then they have to say because of shvach. It's a beauty of Torah, it's a shinkat of Torah, which is saying because of dawn. Yeah, that's the third pshat. Based on that, we say in Sif Aleph, Shteita Mishmura, that Pshat is, you've got to stop it, whether you say Bikas Torah or not. Since Bikas Torah is Bisoid Adova, at least the third bracha, Ashabacha Banu, is Bikas Torah is Min HaTorah, because Kishim Hashem Ekra V'Kodeh Elokeinu. Therefore, Sovik Arayis L'Chumra, one should at least go over the last bracha.
That applies to a woman as well.
Pardon? If they know they're going to say Torah and therefore it applies to them because of Shvach, well, I'll tell you the difference. Oh, it seems to be like this, that if they're not going to say Torah that day, then they don't really have to say, because the whole idea is because of Shvach. Because of Shvach, oh, it could be, but it's not going to say right, the Supak, I think one should be cautious. Mishmura didn't bring down this inyan of Birkas HaShvach, and one should be cautious. The best thing is, the best answer is to do it like this. The woman should say, I'm going to say learning, and then perhaps the Sovid writes the Chumra, perhaps she should say a bracha. But it's true, the Halachah might want to be very cautious. She shouldn't. She should be very careful. Yeah, but he's asking, should she say because of Torah on Sada Sofik? That means it's like, sorry?
It won't help, because the man Norma who says that it's not.
Yeah. Yossi's saying a very good point. One has to be very careful. We're talking about a bracha. It's very nice, this Indian. Well, the question is, Mogen Avraham didn't say it, the Gaon didn't say it, although I've seen many Haitikan places can go with this Malach, but whether this, to say that a woman, if she's a Sophic, to say Avados, it's not much a big Sophic in the Torah, the Chumra for a woman, one has to be very cautious. Very, very cautious. You have to ask a Rob, but I wouldn't say so quickly, Sophic Brach for the Chumra. It's a very good Shaila. So now we see, also based on that, we understand Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet states, Hamahara B'divrei Torah Ein Tzarech Lebarech. What's Hamahara B'divrei Torah Ein Tzarech Lebarech? Ah, it's a mitzvah, the Gaon Frech is a mitzvah. So the Torah says, like we said before, that the Ikka Brach is because of Shvach. And it's based on Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, when I pronounce the words of Torah. So therefore, the because of Shvach didn't apply to Hero, even though it's a mitzvah, admittedly it's a mitzvah, but it doesn't apply to it. And therefore, we understand Sif Dalet, Hamahara B'divrei Torah Ein Tzarech Lebarech. We also came to the Sif Yod, said to Sif Yod, Im Hifsik Melilmoid, which means every person, most people are Mafsik Melilmoid. Nevertheless, the bracha that he said in the morning goes the whole day, works the whole day. The question is, why did it work the whole day? Mashiach is Loshana, Torah is Einu Miyash, the person never Miyash from Torah. And this svar applied to both Merachatz and Beit HaKisei, because he wasn't Miyash from Torah. Plus, Mashiach brings down another Nekudah, as there's halachas relevant to him in a Merachatz Beit HaKisei. Then there was a shaila regarding Shinas Keva B'yoyim. Shinas Keva B'yoyim. What's the halacha Shinas Keva B'yoyim? So even though essentially speaking the Beis Yosef was very much leaning that Shinas Keva is a hefzer for two reasons that we mentioned. First of all, when he's asleep, he is miyach from Torah, so to speak. And also there's no halachas relevant to him while he's deep in his sleep because he can't think of the halachas. But nevertheless, he brings Yeshurim D'loy HaBeesek V'chei Nogu. The minute of Olam is you don't speak the Torah B'yoyim. So Tisha B'Av does not have a lochus.